You sit down in a seat to listen to Berlioz. You're staring at a 500-gallon water tank in which puppeteers, unseen, are moving scarves, streamers, sparkles, colored lights, fringes, feathers, bubbles, and glittering golden discs in the water, in a kind of interpretive synchronization to the music. When the strings tremble like this, so do the golden discs. When the brass blares, and it does blare in Berlioz fairly often, fluid fabric flies emphatically to the top of the tank. And when the dream of a Sabbath night movement reaches a fever pitch, the tank goes dark with swirling shapes, billowing, sparkling, filling the space with an ominous energy. I admit I'm trying to describe the indescribable here. Symphonie Fantastique, music by Hector Berlioz, created by American puppeteer Basil Twist, is the oddest show in town, but not for much longer. It's in its second year in New York. It won a Village Voice Obie Award earlier this year, and it is closing in 2 weeks. Berlioz, you may remember, wrote the five-movement work entitled Symphonie Fantastique in 1830, under the influence of his passionate love for the actress Harriet Smithson, after having been thunderstruck by her performance as Ophelia in Hamlet. In fact, the combination of Shakespeare and Smithson is said to have emotionally derailed Berlioz quite totally. He pursued the actress for 2 years, and it was in frustration at not succeeding in his amorous efforts that he wrote his fantastic symphony. Later, Berlioz and Smithson did get together for a famously disastrous marriage. The piece itself is one of the most vivid examples of music as an expression of romantic fervor. Tchaikovsky said music is not the expression of emotion, it is the expression of the memory of emotion. Either way, Symphonie Fantastique is among the 19th century's most immediate, most passionate works. And one would have to say that in its own way, Basil Twist's puppetization, if you will, of the piece is one of the late, very late, 20th century's most curious works. What it is, this work of an hour in length, is handmade. Its visual nuances are created by people, things, water, light, and illusion. More like a magic act than anything else, really. And it does succeed in transporting the viewer into a water tank, that is, into a universe where the subtle flutter of a scarf plays off the sweet turn of a musical phrase and reminds us, we of the turn of the century, that one artist's obsession, that of Berlioz, for example, with a woman, or that of Basil Twist with the idea of an abstract puppet show underwater, that one artist's obsession can still bewitch a special effects-crazed culture. There is also the matter of tone, and what Symphonie Fantastique achieves is a most remarkable combination, a deadly serious, terribly earnest piece of art that is, at its core, totally wacky. And when, at its conclusion, four black-clad, soaking-wet puppeteers emerge for their curtain call, you can't help but think of Berlioz, the romantic rule-breaker, in white tie and tails, taking a bow after a performance of a work that turned French music on its ear. Symphonie Fantastique closes August 15th. It's at the cafe and performance space known as Here, 145 6th Avenue between Spring and Broom. Last chance to catch it. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.